Cornerstone, Kilmartin, Lively Stones Meditations, 5th of July, 2021. Lord God, how shall I know that I will inherit it? And he said unto him, I am the Lord that brought thee out of Ur of the Chaldees to give thee this land to inherit it. And he said, Lord God, whereby shall I know that I shall inherit it? And he said unto him, Take me an heifer of 3 years old, and a she-goat of 3 years old, and a ram of 3 years old, and a turtle dove, and a young pigeon. And he took unto him all these, and divided them in the midst, and laid each piece one against another. But the birds divided he not. And when the fowls came down upon the carcasses, Abram drove them away. In the same day the Lord made a covenant with Abram, saying, Unto thy seed have I given this land, from the river of Egypt unto the great river, the river Euphrates. Genesis 15, verses 7 to 11 and verse 18. Verses 9 to 11 in Genesis 15 seem just plain weird to the rational mind. Abram asks how he will know that he will inherit this land. The Lord's reply is to fetch a heifer, a she-goat, a ram, all these to be 3 years old, a turtle dove, and a young pigeon. The animals are to be divided in two, but not the birds. What are we to make of that? We know that his ways are not our ways and our thoughts are not his thoughts, but this one is a doozy. However, the Lord always has a purpose, and the perfect one at that. He gives us a picture, a vision of something we will understand. Here, Abram would understand what is being said in the vision of the three specific animals and two specific birds, because it speaks to what he would know, not about animals and birds, but about people and faith. We should see that the animals are earthbound creatures. The birds are creatures of the air, and thus we see a picture of those with faith at different stages in their walk with God, taking flight when hearing directly from the Holy Spirit. 3 years old represents faith in God in the natural world. The heifer and she-goat are female, revealing those under the denominational church system, the mother church, with the heifer showing the born again and the she-goat, those who have received the baptism in the Holy Spirit. The ram being those who are seeking the fullness of the Lord, looking to the Father. All three of these creatures are cloven-hoofed, showing that they have a divided walk, or are still double-minded, meaning that although aspiring to the heavenly realms, they are as yet tied to the natural life. Each of these will be divided, cut down the middle, piercing even unto the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow, and a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart, ridding us of the flesh nature, healing the separation from God. The turtle dove and the young pigeon need no such treatment, and thus can be interpreted as a metaphor for the realm of the spirit. Soul and spirit are one. These birds are monocular. They turn their heads to see, and this single focus qualifies them to represent the Holy Spirit. They're not distracted by looking elsewhere. The turtle dove feeds on grain, so is grounded in that sense, whereas the young pigeon represents the category of pigeons and doves that are tree feeders, seeking to come up higher, if you will. I'm sure that there are other pictures to be derived from these verses, but what we have is an explanation enough for Abram driving away the fowls of the air, the demonic spirits which gather to destroy the Holy Spirit life. Unto thy seed have I given this land. After giving Abram this vision of the road map to inheritance, how he foresaw the outworking of his plan, God revealed the promised land, the land that was his covenanted prize for his people. A Holy Promise, Oswald Chambers on Hope. A wise man who has built his life in confidence in God will appear a fool when he is among people who are sleek and cunning. The wisdom of God is arrant stupidity to the wisdom of the world, until all of a sudden God makes the wisdom of the world foolish. See 1 Corinthians chapter 1, 23-25. If you stand true to your faith in God, there will be situations in which you will come across extortioners, cunning, crafty people who use their wits instead of worshipping God, and you will appear a fool. Are you prepared to appear a fool for Christ's sake? From Still Higher for His Highest.